One example used successfully by one of my students in her student teaching experience was using a DRO procedure to eliminate thumb sucking by a middle school girl in a special education classroom. The student teacher in this case used the following procedures to implement this procedure. First, she identified the length of time in which the student engaged in thumb sucking, and then also identified the extent of time in which the student was able to sit in her seat without engaging in this inappropriate behavior. Once that time period had been identified of non-occurrence, that the student could go, for example, 1 minute without sucking her thumb, the student teacher implemented a DRO procedure in which she broke up an instructional period into 1 minute intervals. If the student, during each of those intervals, did not engage in thumb sucking, then the student was able to get a reinforcer, a star, on a behavior chart. If the student did not meet that condition, meaning that they did engage in thumb sucking during one of those 1 minute intervals, they did not get the star, but were able to quickly get back to the reinforcement procedure if they were able to not suck their thumb during the next 1 minute interval. The result of this particular intervention was that the student teacher was able to reduce thumb sucking during an instructional period to where she almost eliminated the behavior completely. The nice part about a DRO is that it's fairly simple to implement once you've identified the length of time in which the student can go without engaging in the problem behavior.